Hi guys, I'm going to share some of the things I wish I knew when I was 18. I'm 35 now, so this is 17 years of experience. I'm going to divide into four parts: about mindset, how to make great decisions, how you spend your time, and about the world, things I wish I knew about the world. So recently someone was telling me a story about someone who we both knew, a mutual friend, and they were saying, if only that person knew how differently their life would be if something happened, if they changed their lifestyle, if they did something differently. And it got me thinking, the same is true for you, the same is true for me, the same is true for everyone. Imagine how differently your life would be if something changed. If you spent your time productively on evenings and weekends. If you didn't have this bad habit. If you didn't drink. If you didn't do this. So a few years ago, I made a challenge for myself, which was to go and meet 5 billionaires. And I did this. I met some billionaires. And one of the things I learned, which is so empowering, is that these people are no better than you, no different to you. It was so inspiring because I realized you can do it too. People can do it too. You can achieve it too. You can do anything you want in the world. If you want something, you can do it. If you want something, you can have it. Your thoughts are so powerful. Two great books, Think and Grow Rich and How a Man Thinketh. There's a great Disney quote: all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. There's another great quote, which is, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine, as children do. So the main thing I learned is how to think big and how to achieve your potential, how you can achieve anything you want to achieve. Another thing about mindset is don't worry. Worrying is so unproductive and so harmful. There's a great book by Dale Carnegie, which is How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. But on the other hand, being self-critical is so powerful and so useful. It's so helpful to just constantly be thinking, like, how can I do things better? How can I improve? How can I do this? One thing I didn't realize when I was younger is how powerful and how easy it is to get distracted. It's so important just to focus on the goal and not get distracted by all these little things that are going on. Guys, it's really important not to get distracted. There's so many, as you get older and you do better, it's so easy to get distracted by all of these things that are going on. Social media, media, people around you. It's really important not to be distracted by them and to focus on where you want to go and be really focused, because as you get further along, there are more and more distractions. At the same time, it's not bad to make mistakes. It can be really good to make mistakes because you can learn from it. Don't be afraid of making mistakes. Making mistakes is good. It means you're improving and getting growing. So in terms of decisions, when you make a decision, it means to cut off from something, to do one thing and not the other. It's really, really valuable to make really fast decisions, to become a really good decision maker, to be really fast and make fast decisions. If you don't know, you can't decide between two things, it's better just to pick one instead of thinking or wasting energy on it. Then you can learn how to make better decisions. I have a video here about how to make great decisions. And at the same time, don't listen to other people. Don't listen to most people, because 99% of people are going to give bad advice. Caring about what other people think is a trap. How you spend your time is everything. So how you spend your time is so important. Don't value money more than time. You never get time back, but you can get money back. There's unlimited money, but there's not limited time. Attract people to help you as soon as possible. Also, the best way to use time is that you have 24 hours every day. You have so many little minutes of time. The best way that you can use time well is in 24 hours a day, you're going to have lots of little minutes, little time between doing one thing and doing another, by taking the taxi, waiting for the bus. These little minutes is what adds up and can make a huge change over a long period of time, over a year. If you can use these productive minutes and time productively to build relationships, to invest in education, to learn a language, it's so powerful. There's a great book, How to Use 24 Hours. And I learned this from Benjamin Franklin, who talks about industry and how important it is to have industry and to just be so productive and just use time so well. And according to Benjamin Franklin, industriousness is not about how hard you work in the time that you're working. It's about how do you spend those minutes, those hours in the evening, the weekends, how productively you're using that time. It's just so valuable to exercise more and to meditate as well. It's so powerful. It can have such a big impact on your life. It had such a huge impact on my life when I started meditating. I became how I thought more clear. I could make better decisions. I had more energy. I slept better. There's so many benefits to meditation. And making content is so powerful. It's such an amazing way to grow. It's been so powerful for our business. It's been so powerful. It's a really good way to develop and improve yourself. And if I'd started making videos 17 years ago, there's such a huge opportunity. People are going to look back on this time that we are now and going to think, if only I started making content at this time. So some of the things that I wish I knew about about the world. There's a great quote that the world is a book. People who don't travel only read one page. It's so important, so valuable to travel and to go to different places, to live in different countries. I got so much out of it. Otherwise, if you just live in one culture, if you live in one city, it's like you're in a bubble and everything's amplified. You think that there are all these fixed ways of doing things, but then it's really good to be in other cultures, because then you realize that other cultures have these weird and strange ways of doing things. And then you realize that your own culture has these weird and strange ways of doing things. So you can look at it with fresh eyes, which in some ways helps you to rise above it and to see and to not be worried, like to rise above these weird and strange things. About the world, I didn't realize how powerful your mindset can be, how it can completely change your life. There's a few other things which I didn't realize, which is how powerful it can be to build a business. Building a business is not only the best way to, one of the best ways to build wealth, but also one of the best ways to develop personally, because you can also, you're always trying to improve the business, because a business is a reflection of yourself. It's a reflection of your life, your mindset. So when you improve yourself, you improve your mindset, then your business will grow and improve as well. Getting into top university is such a powerful way of upgrading yourself, because you're surrounded by some of the smartest people. That's what I never realized that before I went to university, how powerful and effective it can be to study in top universities. And there can be, and it's much easier to get into top university for masters and also as an international student. So there's huge opportunities to do that, to get into really top universities. And another thing that I wish I knew when I was younger is that really effective to read books, because when you read books, you can learn not only about history and about different geographies, and there's so many stories that you can learn about, and it just gives you such a wider perspective in terms of history and in terms of geography and different people's lives. You can learn so much from reading biographies, reading stories about what happened. You can just see things on a much bigger perspective. The other thing I didn't realize when I was at school is the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset, because when you have a growth mindset, you can basically just keep learning and growing and improving. But when you have a fixed mindset, you just think that people are smarter than you.